The film industry once again has its sights set on Northern Ontario. Producers from Uprise Productions are currently looking for that diamond in the rough for their upcoming sports drama, The Prospect. It follows the guy's career and he has his little niece in the background who is playing for the love of the game and for all the right reasons. And he sees an opportunity to really guide her and point her in the right direction, explained Josh Pirro, who in addition to being a producer, is senior consultant and director scouting, development for Rush Hockey and has played hockey professionally. Producer Gordon Weisk brings over 20 years of experience to the project. I'm a Canadian filmmaker. I have filmed everywhere in Ontario and across Canada. When the script was presented to me, going up to Sudbury, going up to North Bay, we scouted I think 30 arenas. I mean we got so tired of looking at arenas but in a good way. It's what makes up our DNA, it is hockey, laughed Weisk. Not wanting to give away too much of the storyline, the producer says women's hockey and mental health struggles will be addressed. It is intergenerational. It is really going to have a positive spotlight showcasing women's hockey, said Pirro. The story will focus on the impact hockey has on the entire family unit. What makes our film different is we're looking at the family dynamic and what it is like to be a grandparent, parent, or a sister, not even the athlete who is being pushed and being groomed for the NHL. It is about how those relationships are being affected and how that sets you up for later in life. Most films are focused on just that one character, but this is going to look at how it affects everyone in the entire family, Pirro explained. Roughly 50 youngsters between the ages of 7 and 18 registered for a Hockey Meets Hollywood event Saturday presented by Rush Hockey at the Bill Barber Complex in Callander near North Bay. The ball hockey tournament not only provided producers with the opportunity to scout local talent, but participants heard from author and podcaster Chuck Basti, who spoke on coping strategies to help deal with anxiety and cyberbullying. The presentations were coordinated with the Canadian Mental Health Association, CMHA. We really want to do good things for the sport itself but also the mental health of all the young athletes, said Pirro. That is why we have a big focus on the mental health as well because one of these young athletes, they're promised the world at such a young age and they're put under such pressure but nobody really talks about what happens when they don't make it to the big league, Weske pointed out. So our movie really focuses on that. Hockey is such an important part of Canada and Northern Ontario so the location we're filming up here couldn't be better with all the arenas so there are different generations in the film, different age groups. That is why we're hosting this little tournament trying to find that diamond in the rough. Maybe there's a few great local players that we can use in the movie. There is no guarantee that any of them are going to get selected, added Pirro. They are going to go through the interview process with show producers here and maybe we'll find someone. It is a chance for someone to get noticed, but there are no promises. It is more than just the hockey players we're looking for. When we're filming, we need some background performers. We need people in the crowds. So it is a good way to check with the community as well. It is a great way to start to get to know the community better as we're planning for the production. Producers are looking for talent from all over the world. A lot of boys' hockey, girls' hockey, and obviously adults are going to be cast to play these roles but you never know who you can find so we thought it was a win-win-win all the way around to come up here and put on an event like this, Pirro said. Shooting is expected to start in the new year. In early 2022, January, February, March around that time. We've been slowly, quietly scouting to bring this movie up here. The Toronto Film Festival is happening the first week of September. You'll hear a lot more about this movie being announced around that time. And prep will probably begin in December and filming will probably begin early next year, said Pirro. It is a global theatrical release. It would premiere at 2022 TIFF. Northern Ontario has a reputation for rolling out the red carpet in support of productions. Canada is known for its government grants and tax incentives. The Northern Heritage Fund is definitely attractive. We're quite familiar with the other productions that have been coming up to Northern Ontario. And it is a great incentive, acknowledged Weske. Another win-win for employing people. We're bringing production north of Toronto that usually gets most of the attention. So we're definitely aware of the tax incentives and grants and that's also why we wanted to bring more back to the community. So it is not just we're coming here to shoot a film because there are great tax incentives. Let's do a positive movie and get the community involved and make sure it benefits the community. Producers are also looking forward to working with students and staff at Canadore College through its film production program. We actually want to create a mentorship program with the school. So we are going to bring the key heads of each department. You hire your keys first for film production, then you hire under your keys, the local talent or up-and-comers, but in this case, we actually want to create a mentorship program with Canadore. They have incredible equipment facilities they're investing in, shared Wesky. Both producers say it is about building relationships. As the production gets closer to being greenlit, it is a bit of a testing ground for us too. We're getting to know the locals as well, said Wesky. It is fun to be part of a movie, but think about all the local economy, all the restaurants, all the hotels, all the small businesses that benefit from a film production coming into a community. The positions for lead actors still need to be filled. We're just ready to go to that phase right now with attaching talent. So the script has been sent out, but we haven't attached anyone officially yet, Pierrot said.